Well, good morning to you. Got a big event coming up in the listening area this weekend as the Cushman Miners Day returns this Saturday. Going to be a huge event. We're being joined by Sydney Franks once again from the Cushman Community Events Committee. And you said every single year that you're going to try to make this bigger every year. And it certainly looks like it's going to be huge this year.
Oh, for sure. We're really, really excited. We've had a lot more people talking about it this year, so the word's getting out sooner. So we hope that everybody around comes.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk a little bit about the reason for Miners Day, because Cushman is, a lot of people may not know this, it has a really historic place in mining.
Yes. So originally, Cushman Miners Day started as a way to honor our past with a start of being a mining town. Now, obviously, we are no longer a mining town, but we like to continue that tradition because, honestly, it's the best way to get our community together. And that's not something that happens very often anymore. So we've really expanded, and everyone's welcome, even if you're not from Cushman.
Wow, it's going to be a huge event. It all starts with the parade, like it does every single year. So let's talk a little bit about that. Anyone can join this parade, right? It's at 10:30 is when it actually gets underway, but you can be a part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can bring your truck, your side-by-side, even your horse, and you can join the parade. But you do have to be there at 9:30 at the Cushman Assembly of God to get in the lineup.
All right, the parade's at 10:30, and then there's a whole day full of a whole bunch of stuff. Entertainment from 11 till 3, and a cornhole tournament at 11:30, going to be a fantastic event. Let's talk a little bit about the entertainment. You've got a loaded lineup, almost all local people as well. There's going to be food trucks set up. That's the only thing as well that's going to cost you anything is the food truck. Everything else is free.
Yes, we worked really, really hard this year. We were able to get enough donations to where every single thing will be free unless you decide to get food from one of the local food trucks. So that's super great that we were able to pull that off this year.
And some of the entertainment, like we're talking about, some of the local people, as I'm looking forward to it. It looks like a loaded lineup.
Oh, for sure, for sure. We really talked to a lot of people in the community, and they said that they loved that we were able to get people from around here. So that's what we did. We just kind of reached out and talked to everybody and listened to what they wanted. And so that's what we did. We got all the locals we could find.
You're going to have live music, and then there's stuff for the kiddos as well. We talked about the games a little bit last year that y'all had. Going to bring those back this year. Face painting and something about bounce houses?
Yes. So this year, our friends at White River Inflatables are going to be there. We're going to have wet bounce houses and dry bounce houses. So you might want to bring your kids a towel, just in case. We will also have axe throwing. Tomahawk Chop is going to be there this year, and like I said, it is completely free.
And there's a lot to check out with that. And the thing at 3 o'clock, the entertainment goes from 11 till 3. At 3, you want to be there. You want to stick around all day long because you got a chance to win some pretty cool stuff, and there's a lot of giveaways.
Oh, yeah. So we were able to get a lot of our giveaway items donated by local businesses, or if not, they were paid for by donations from local businesses. We got a Yeti backpack cooler, a grill, a JBL speaker, and even a kayak.
So with all the giveaways we've already mentioned, the JBL speaker, the Yeti backpack cooler, kayak, grill, there's also a chance to win something pretty cool.
So you can go to the front table where you sign in to enter to win the giveaways, and you can enter for a chance to win a 12-gauge shotgun donated by Broke Pond.
A whole kayak? I can win a kayak?
Oh, yeah.
Sounds awesome. As the giveaways and the chance to win are going to be going on at 3. And then, of course, to top it all off, as always, the street dance. We're all going to be down there busting out our dance moves. And that's from when on Saturday night?
So the street dance is from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. And this year we were able to get a DJ. So there will be all kinds of music going on. And we also have gotten some cool dance lights going on. It'll be great.
And now all this takes place in one place. It's going to be hard to miss. It's going to be right there on the main stretch of Cushman. You can't miss all the party going on.
Oh, absolutely. So everything is based around the pavilion behind the Cushman store. You really can't miss it.
And then the cornhole tournament going to be going on at the community center as well. And if they wanted to enter in the cornhole tournament, which we know around here, we got some really competitive people, where can they go for that?
They can go sign in at the sign-in desk. We will have a big desk where we'll be selling t-shirts. And all you have to do to enter to win and also to be a part of the cornhole tournament is sign in with your name and phone number. So don't forget to do that.
Yeah, there's a $30 entry fee for the cornhole tournament, but the giveaway is completely free. All the events throughout the day, completely free. And we love when the Cushman Miners Day comes back around. At the pavilion behind the Cushman store, the cornhole tournament going on at the community center. That starts at 11:30. So you'll want to get to the Cushman Miners Day at 11 when all the entertainment gets underway, or early for the parade at 10:30. If you want to be part of that, you got to show up at 9:30 at the Cushman Assembly of God. But there's so much stuff going on. I mean, from 11 till 3 with the entertainment, the parade beforehand, and then the street dance that night. You get a little bit of time to relax a bit, but we're always excited when the Cushman Miners Day comes back around on the calendar. Thank you so much for joining us, Sydney, and we hope to see you Saturday. Join in on the fun Saturday, September 24th at the annual Cushman Miners Day. The day begins with the parade at 10:30. Then from 11 till 3, enjoy entertainment, kids games, and food vendors, and enter for your chance to win a Yeti backpack cooler, kayak, and more. With the day wrapping up with a street dance from 8 until 11. Advertisement paid for with a combination of state and Ozark Gateway regional funds. Visit OzarkGateway.com or call 1-800-264-0316 to find the perfect place to plan your weekend escape.